Filling your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
From the Crossbreed Holster Studios with more papers of fun stuff to read you. That's going to have you, it's going to have you scratching your heads, I can promise you. It's going to have you scratching your heads. I promise it will have you scratching your heads. On the line with me right now is a guy who you know from this show over many years. I'm honored to be able to call him a friend. Who joined this broadcast when it was just a one-hour show, and he was living down in Virginia Beach. I think it was the second program we ever did, and he was kind enough to call in, and you've been hearing him ever since. I've been a fan of everything he's done for many, many years, and that's Rob Pincus. Rob, welcome to the show. You drove the left and the whole world, the international press, nuts last year.
I did, that was a couple of years ago from the NRA show. I'm actually standing in an alley just off of Broadway in Nashville, getting away from all that great live music to call in tonight. We just finished up 3 days of awesomeness at the NRA annual meeting and events. And I don't know if we stirred the pot too much this year, but I did just see that Huntsville, Alabama has printed the first newspaper story about my presentations here. And they're just sharing some great home defense information. And there was a lot of great information being put out by me and a whole bunch of other people up here. Of course, there was Kyle Lamb and Colonel Grossman, lots of great people here. And I'm glad that 80,000 or something of my fellow NRA members got to hang out with me this weekend.
An incredible crowd, this weekend. Everybody was so busy. I got to see you here at AAR Ranch on your way to Nashville, and I never even got to say hey to you in Nashville, and here we are back on the radio again. It just works that way sometimes when everybody's going different directions and it's so crowded. I do want to say this to you. Congratulations on the size of that crowd at that presentation. I did see your Instagram pic when it said that moment 30 minutes before your presentation when you're wondering if anybody will show up and the room was empty. In about 20 minutes, that room was filled with what? I'm going to say 400 or 500 people?
It was about 600 at our biggest event.
Great.
And the room will hold about 575, and we had standing room only for a couple of the presentations. So, yeah, we had four presentations over the weekend, and it's a great honor to be asked by the NRA to come in every year and talk about home defense fundamentals, and also we do shooting skill development for the people interested in defensive shooting. And I have my whole team of combat-focused shooting instructors. You know, we had about 12 different guys there from all the way across the country, from Florida all the way up to California and all the way in between. And it's great, you know, interacting with a lot of people that are hungry for information. I mean, everybody comes here to, you know, go to the booths and see the guns and touch the gear and all that stuff. But those few thousand people that take the time out of their busy weekend to spend time with us in that lecture hall are, you know, sincerely appreciated by me. And we spend a lot of time with them doing question and answer afterwards and stuff like that. And it's just a great time. If you haven't been to the NRA annual meetings and events, you need to make a point to do it. It's Louisville, Kentucky next year. It's going to be in May. Great time of year to be in Kentucky. And obviously, any time's a great time to get together with tens of thousands of your fellow proud American gun owners.
Well said. Let me ask you a question. By the way, do you have the dates in May? Do you know offhand?
You know, if I were going to guess, it'd be like 17th to the 20th, I think I heard somewhere. But I think the NRA has a pretty good plan for getting the word out.
All right, we'll make sure to keep that alive. And I'm going to recommend, if you're within earshot of us now, make your hotel reservations early.
Right?
It's not too early to do it a year in advance, I can promise you. Particularly in a smaller town like Louisville, those hotels will go very, very quickly. Rob, I saw the photos. I was unable to attend this year's meeting, but I've heard you speak before. Dynamic, powerful. That's why you get hundreds, and it's standing room only, literally standing room only, to hear you talk. Were there women when you looked out? Did you see any women in the crowd?
You know what? There were a few. There were. You know, I'd guess probably 20% of the audience, maybe 25%. But here's one of the cool things. I can tell you that, like, from today's presentation, I took 5 questions from the whole group before we broke up. And then I just, you know, people buy books and they go through the line. We sign some books. We hang out. We break up into little groups. And, of course, I answer many, many more questions afterwards. But of the 5 questions I took, you know, from the stage, 3 of them were asked by women. And, you know, 2 of them were women-specific questions. One of them was a generic developmental, you know, shooting skill question. But more and more women are coming to the events like this and to classes and you know, they're asking questions, and they're asking important, pointed questions that, you know, maybe sometimes these presentations, no matter how unique and different they are, and we try to, you know, add new information every year, as we get more and more women in the community, it's so important that they reach out to instructors, they reach out to manufacturers, they reach out to retailers, and tell us what you need. Tell us what you're curious about, because, you know, we want to provide the best information we can, but if women aren't, you know, calling in your radio show or asking questions on my Facebook, we may be making up answers to questions that, you know, we may not be answering the questions that need to be answered, and we may be making up answers to problems we imagine that aren't really there. And that's the problem we have as a male-dominated industry for many, many decades with women coming in. I just want those women to speak up. You know, I went to the Shoot Like a Girl trailer, Shoot Like a Girl Inc. I think it's SLG Inc. 2 on Instagram and on Twitter. Give them a follow. Check out what they're doing. They introduced hundreds of women to shooting for the first time, and whether it was pistol shooting, AR shooting, or bow shooting, in their trailer, which has a simulator and moves all around the country, they had it parked outside of the convention center this week, and they literally had hundreds of people coming through every day. And even if it was women who had shot, but had never shot an AR, or they just reinvigorated women's interest in going to the range, they're doing amazing things. It's something everybody in the industry is talking about, and I just want the women who are curious to speak up and ask the questions that they want answered.
You know, that's a fabulous point. If you're listening to this broadcast and you're listening to what Rob is saying and you have a question, don't read what he writes. Don't buy the DVDs and wonder why your question hasn't been answered. Ask the question. Speak up. Rob's available. Rob, tell everybody where they can reach you, because you do get back to people fairly quickly.
We do. PersonalDefenseNetwork.com is the best place to get started, but people can find me on Facebook at Rob Pincus or / Rob Pincus Pro. They can find me at icetraining.us. They can find any of the instructors that we certify at combatfocusshooting.com. You know, we're readily available. If you can use the internet, you can use email, you can find us, ask the question, tell us what you want answered, and tell us where you think the holes are in what the industry is providing. I promise you there are many of us who are ready to listen and ready to try to fill the needs of our students.
And something I'm noticing, and I'm sure you did too, as I walked that floor, and I did literally from corner to corner, side to side, and every aisle in between, not just to go talk to old friends that you see at every one of these events, but to see the new stuff out there, all the new stuff. I'm a big fan of new stuff. I know you are too, but I'm beginning to see now the booths popping up that are 100% directed towards the female shooter.
Yeah, you know, and like anything else, some of that's going to be gimmicky and some of it's going to be stuff to just kind of roll your eyes at. But what I really like to see is the mainstream companies that are clearly welcoming the new shooters and the women shooters. Obviously, my interest is on the personal defense side, so holsters that fit women better, quality holsters like Crossbreed, and one of your sponsors and one of the sponsors of the PDN Tour, Crossbreed Holsters. We did a little video on their amazing little bracket that goes into a purse to hold a gun stably with one of their Ohio holsters. You know, I actually got one to put in my briefcase that I carry, my soft side briefcase that I throw over my shoulder every once in a while. It's a great tool, and it was really designed for women by Carol Craighead, who's running that company and doing great things. We're seeing more and more stuff like that, practical applications of existing industry concepts to the lifestyle that the women coming into the community have, and I think it's great.
Yeah, my wife actually carries with one of those also, and her and Carol got to talking about that face-to-face at the booth, and the products, the innovation that you're seeing now is just, it's just outrageous, and it's fantastic for women that are now representative of what we hear at about 30%, and that number kind of matches with what you saw looking back at you from that standing room only crowd. That's great to know. Hey, Rob, before I have to let you go this segment, I know you got to get back in. And one thing real quick, where are you heading now? You're on the PDN tour. Where's that mobile?
Moyock, North Carolina, which is just across the border from where you and I both used to live and where you were just mentioned, Virginia Beach. I'm staying in Virginia Beach, going to catch up with some old friends and hit some old places I used to go to, teaching in Moyock. Then I'm going to head up to the Mid-Atlantic. I'm teaching New York, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, New Hampshire over the next few weeks. Of course, here in Nashville, I'm going to go head back into the restaurant in a minute and catch up with my daughter. Women in Guns magazine actually just did a big feature article on her, so check that out. And she talks about growing up with guns, being a kid in a house with guns, and kind of how, you know, she went through the idea of learning gun safety and then being comfortable around guns, and now, you know, relying on guns for home defense. And when she turns 21, no doubt she'll be getting her concealed carry permit also. It's a great article, so, you know, people check that out if you read Women in Guns magazine. I was really proud of her for that interview and the way she handled that, the way she answered those questions, and she did a great job helping out at NRA annual meeting this year, and I'm going to go in there and finish dinner with her, and I know you're going to have a great show, and I'm looking forward to getting on that new Daily Show you have, too. I'm going to try to catch up with you if you have time for me next week or two. I'm real proud of you for that, so congratulations on Defense Daily, remind me.
It's Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, and I can promise you are going to come on. We're going to be talking almost every day about a self-defense shooting that occurred in real time, current event, and we're going to need your opinion on that. We want you to break it down just like you did in our book, Lessons from Unarmed America. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Rob Pincus, one of the greatest trainers in the world ever. Personal Defense Network, look him up. Rob Pincus, you'll find him everywhere. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. Back right after this.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to defendfamilynow.com right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit defendfamilynow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's defendfamilynow.com.
Emerson Knives is the first company completely dedicated to producing knives for self-defense, law enforcement, and military applications. The Emerson CQC-7 is the most influential tactical folder of all time. Carried in places not found on any roadmap, the CQC-7 should be carried whether you're at a movie with your family or kicking in doors in Iraq. The CQC-7 is on duty with the select few who have known the chaos of conflict. For your own CQC-7, visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Car Arms introduces the new addition to their double-action micro-compact pistol line, the CW380, with a 2.5-inch barrel, an overall length under 5 inches, and standing under 4 inches tall. The CW380 weighs just 10.2 ounces, making it the perfect choice for lawful concealed carry. The micro-compact CW380 allows rapid-fire follow-up shots with little recoil and retails for under $420. The new CW380 from Car Arms. Carry one today.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The United States Concealed Carry Association is excited to host its first ever Concealed Carry Expo May 8th, 9th, and 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. With a full schedule of seminars, demonstrations, and presentations from top firearm industry experts and trainers, you will meet top manufacturers and suppliers in the exhibit hall, shoot a variety of handguns at the live fire range, and be entertained at Saturday evening's fashion show. The USCCA Concealed Carry Expo May 8th through 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. For more information and to plan your trip, visit ConcealedCarryExpo.com.
We'll be right back. This upcoming segment of AAR is sponsored by the USCCA Education and Training Department. For your own toolkit or to become a certified instructor, visit teachuscca.com. That's teachuscca.com.
Teachuscca.com. Hey, fun stuff with USCCA. Just got to spend some time out there with my peeps. Love them. USCCA is such a great organization, run and staffed by the greatest people you'll ever meet anywhere. These people have your back. They're good friends of mine. I work with them on a daily basis. They sponsor this broadcast and The Daily Show in conjunction with Crossbreed Holsters, an organization unlike any other. The organization has your back. A couple things I want to tell you about them. The Concealed Carry Expo, my next trip is May 8th, 9th, and 10th up in West Bend, Wisconsin, just a little bit northwest of Milwaukee. A beautiful place at that time of year. Trust me, it's gorgeous. You can go up and see the United States Concealed Carry offices, which started in one little room over here across the street from a biker bar that you didn't want to go in, and moved over to a bigger building over here, and then a bigger building over there, and now a much bigger building over here, and is getting ready to move to a 10 or 20 acre campus over there, all in West Bend, Wisconsin, because of the lawfully armed citizen. They are giving away the USCCA. You won't hear this type of conversation coming back from a break anywhere else. A gun a day. Visit USCCA on AAR. You know me. I'm a fan of free stuff, man. I love free stuff, particularly when it's a gun. USCCA on AAR. You know what? Heck, let's go there right now. USCCA on AAR.com. Let's see what we're giving away today. Let's see what we're giving away today. USCCA on AAR. I got a very slow internet connection. Maybe we have to wait for that. Let me reboot that up in just a second. But
wow.
Isn't that terrible? Now I can't get my connection to pop up here, so we'll have to do that in a second. I'll tell you what it is. But it's a gun a day. The USCCA is giving away a gun a day. All you have to do is activate a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, $47. The best gun magazine in the world for those of you, me included. I've been not just a writer for the magazine for years, but I was getting the magazine for about a year before I even began writing for it. And that's been almost 12 years now. Really incredible. A gun a day. Activate your subscription. They're giving away one gun a day through the month of April. So it's kind of a no-brainer, and you can get there at USCCAonAAR.com. So as my computer's locked up, we'll go ahead and boot that up. When we come back from another break, I'll give you
what kind of computer is that? It
doesn't make any difference for this show. We're talking about guns and freedom and stuff like that. It's a better one than you have.
Well, then it's locking up. Mine's
United,
working.
It's the internet connection, not the computer. The United States Postal Service. Oh, speaking of computers, I got an email just moments ago from a Brian Hastings. Hi, Mark. It was nice to speak with you on Saturday at the Crossbreed Holster booth at the NRA meeting. I did forget to ask you one thing. Where was Shanto? You have to tell him to come to the events outside of Texas. Thanks for all that you do for us.
I'm going to have to do, you know,
it's just one of those things.
I really want to come to the USCCA Expo, but I don't know if I'm going to be able to make that, you know, with everything going on.
Well, you should. It's going to be an awful fun event. The USCCA Expo is May 8th, 9th, and 10th.
Yes.
And before I got sidetracked with the gun a day, because I like free stuff. Thanks for bringing that back up. I like that segue. The Expo vendors from all over the country will be there. It's going to be really like a mini NRA show. Sheriff David Clark, who was one of the headline speakers at the National Rifle Association meetings, just shredded the freedom haters. Is going to be there. You'll have an opportunity. Not just be there. He's not going to be on a stage, you know, hundreds of feet in front of you. You have to look at him with binoculars. He's going to be right there in the room with you. You're going to be able to walk up to him and talk to him afterwards, shake his paw, thank him for what he's doing. There will be other great speakers there. And you can visit ConcealedCarryExpo.com also. ConcealedCarryExpo.com. And USCCA on AAR. Hey, as I was at the Crossbreed booth this weekend at the NRA meetings, a guy comes up to me and he says, I work for the Postal Service, Mark. and I knew you would love to talk about this on the radio. So I love this. You know, somebody hands you this stuff, and I won't give his name out, but he is a Postal Service employee. And he handed me a memo. This is, and I'm holding, here it is. Actually, I have two of them, three of them. And this is an official United States Post Office document. Service talk. How to protect yourself in an active shooter incident. He said, I knew you'd have a field day with us. Here we go. We have all heard about the tragic incidents involving active shooters in the workplace or other public arenas. Active shooter is defined as an individual actively engaged in killing or attempting to kill people in a confined and populated area, typically through the use of firearms. An active shooter can be anyone, a customer, a stranger, a current employee, or a former employee. The post office knows something about that, hence the term going postal, remember? Although no one can predict when and where these incidents may occur, I can predict that they may more than likely occur in gun-free zones, such as the post offices. We want to make sure you know steps you can take to help protect yourself and those around you. If you ever find yourself in an active shooter situation, whether at work, school, home, or elsewhere, postal inspectors want you to remember these guidelines. Call out. Communicate the threat to everyone using all possible means, shouting, phoning, texting, etc. Use simple repetitive language. Shooter in the building, escape now. Or active shooter, run. Call 911 when it's safe to do so. Number two, get out. Have an escape route and plan, which includes people with disabilities. Leave your belongings behind. Keep your hands visible. Don't distract law enforcement. Move quickly. Don't wait for approval to act. Number three, hide out. If you can't escape, hide in the area out of the shooter's sight. Block entry to your hiding place, lock doors, and deny the shooter access. Keep quiet, silence your cell phone and all electronics. When it's safe to do so, get out. As a last resort, and only when your life is in danger. One, try to incapacitate or overpower the shooter by whatever means necessary. Two, act with physical aggression. Contact the inspection service at blank with any questions related to the above guidelines. An active shooter incident is a traumatic event that can have far-reaching effects for witnesses. You may experience physical, emotional, or psychological reactions that disrupt your thinking and ability to concentrate. For most people, these reactions subside within a few days. For others, the reactions may persist. The Employee Assistance Program is available 24/7 to help you, your coworkers, and your family cope with the aftermath of violent incidents. EAP provides confidential, voluntary, short-term counseling and access to information and resources that can make a difference in helping you recover. Call EAP toll-free at blank for confidential assistance 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Remember, you are our most important delivery. Yeah. You're going to be their most important delivery in a casket, too. I can think of one thing they left out. Shoot back. But I didn't see that in here. I didn't see that in here. So while the Postal Service is giving you this garbage to tell you they want to keep you safe, they are in fact creating a killing zone, actively enabling your death. Nebraska Firearms Owners Association will be here right after this.
WWTC Minneapolis, St. Paul.
A service of Salem Communications.
This is David Davenport of the Hoover Institution for Townhall.com. The controversy over religious rights in Indiana presents an important liberty moment when the lights come on and we recognize that big government is in fact out to take away our freedoms. Remember the promise about health care? If you like your policy, Obamacare won't hurt you, you just keep your private policy. But no, millions of those policies were in fact declared illegal by Obamacare, and people had to buy more expensive policies with mandatory coverages like pregnancy insurance for young males that they didn't want or need. That was the promise of same-sex marriage. It won't hurt or affect anyone. It's just extending a right for two people who want to marry. But no, in Indiana, Arkansas, and elsewhere, it turns out that bakers, photographers, florists, caterers, whose owners' religious beliefs do not permit them to participate in gay marriage ceremonies, must either violate their religious conscience or give up their business. Attention 2016 voters, this is a liberty moment. I'm David Davenport.
You work hard for your family. Every day, your hand is on the plow, your nose to the grindstone. Because if you don't do it, it won't get done. You've earned some fun at the Run, Deer Run Golf Club. Hang out with like-minded men, enjoy a good cigar, and celebrate your latest business conquest. Kick back with a cold beverage in their quaint Irish pub. There's no stuffy country club attitude. The Deer Run staff will treat you like a prince among princes. At Deer Run, the magic and the mystery of the original game invented by Scottish shepherds is alive and thriving. The course is impeccable. You'll be challenged. But if you set your mind to it, you can beat it, just like everything else in your world. Your soul yearns for freedom. Come, you hardworking family man. Get away from it all for just a few hours. You deserve it. Just minutes south of Lake Minnetonka in beautiful Victoria. Online at DeerRunGolf.com.
When you're in pain, you need the Good Feet Store. Don't suffer from foot pain, sore ankles, tired legs, achy back and hips, or sore knees. Go to the Good Feet Store for your no-obligation custom fitting and immediately feel the difference. The Good Feet Arch Support System is designed to put your feet in an ideal position, redistribute body weight more evenly, and help relieve pain and stress. Now two locations, Maple Grove and Bloomington, with over 350 styles and sizes to relieve your pain.
This is Michael Medved, and I don't go anywhere without wearing my Good Feet Arch Support System. If you have stress, tension, pressure, or pain in your back, hips, knees, ankles, or feet, call for your appointment, 855-554-3338. For your no-obligation fitting with locations in Bloomington and Maple Grove, you'll feel the difference immediately. By 80 to 100%.
Call Good Feet at 855-554-3338. Step in to pain relief.
Thanks to the Good Feet Store.
We're here with Joe Collins, one of the owners of Housing Hub Minnesota.
Housing Hub was created by my business partner Tom and I. After 20 years in the business, we had many people ask us, hey, could you manage our properties like you manage yours? Our goal is for Housing Hub to become the best property management option in the Twin City, not the biggest. We handle your property like we would handle ours.
Joe, do property owners have to have all of your services to do business with Housing Hub?
The answer is no. You can sign up for one or two services, or you can sign up for the whole smash. Here's the breakdown. Tenant placement for a one-time flat fee, full monthly management for a monthly fee, or we offer a separate rent collection only, and a worry-free, on-call maintenance service for a low monthly membership fee. There's a lot of things that landlords want to still do, and there's a lot of things landlords don't want to do anymore, and we want to be there to service them for their needs. We want to help landlords maintain and build their portfolio.
Go to HousingHubMN.com now to schedule your free rental analysis, and they'll waive the setup fee. That's a $200 savings. Find them online at HousingHubMN.com.
This is Armed American Radio, filling your prescription for freedom every week and giving you a voice. Heard coast to coast on the Armed American Radio Network. Here again is Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the Armed American Radio Network. I am Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom fresh off the heels of the National Rifle Association annual meetings. That is just so much fun. You've got to make it a point to go. Show up in Louisville. Believe me, that's a year away. Make a hotel reservation quickly, and it'll be here before you know it. In the meantime, that USCCA on AAR, I've been informed, the page is so busy right now, it's having a tough time opening up, unlike what Shanto was hoping, my 27-inch Mac, because he still uses Windows. I didn't know people still use Windows. He was trying to blame it on my computer. It's actually the connection, the server at that site, which is being bogged down. They've been at the NRA all week, and that site has been extremely busy. USCCA on AAR. Make sure you head over there, activate your subscription, and you could win the gun a day. They're giving away a gun a day every day in April. Hey, you know, Nebraska Firearms Owners Association, I love the grassroots, because this is grassroots, not like the gaggle of kooks and the AstroTurfs. It's not a Facebook page that has a few members that have to be paid and conned to get on a bus to show up to try to get press coverage. New. These are real people like you, like me, that join these organizations to help promote freedom and restore, that's a key word, our firearms rights in states across the country. And I love it on their website, Nebraska Firearms Owners Association. The lead top story up there is tonight. NFOA takes over Armed American Radio, and it's got our logo up there. I love it. Omaha, Nebraska. We love you guys out in Omaha, Nebraska. Rod Mueller is here from Nebraska Firearms, NFOA. Rod, it's a pleasure to have you here for the first time. Brother, welcome to the program. There we go. Rod, we got you. Let's do that one more time just so we can get you in here and make it sound really cool. Hey, Rod, it's great to have you here. Welcome to the program, brother.
Well, thanks, Mark. It's great to be here.
Oh, it's a pleasure, man. Believe me, and it's an honor. I love talking to the grassroots. I don't think we've spoken, correct my memory, over 6 years. Have you been on the show before?
I've not been on the show. A couple of our past presidents, I believe, have, but
That's what I thought.
Personally haven't had the pleasure yet.
Well, you do now. What's going on in Nebraska? Now, Kansas, we know what's happening in Kansas. We're seeing some great stuff there. We're seeing some great stuff. Actually, there are some pro-gun stuff. There's some movement in Colorado, believe it or not. I think the people are going to take their freedoms back. It's just going to take some time. Nebraska, what's cooking in your neck of the woods?
Well, we have a rather exciting year going on here in Nebraska. After last year's election, we actually have a very different makeup in the Judiciary Committee. And that's where any of the firearms bills end up, is in the Judiciary Committee. And we've just had a hard time getting anything out. We have one of our priority bills got passed out of committee a couple weeks ago. We are very excited. That's our statewide preemption bill.
Very important bill. Go ahead and tell us about it. That is a critical bill.
Absolutely. We have so many municipalities around the state that have decided that they want to impose on our firearms freedom. And, you know, we need to find a way to get rid of some of these restrictions. And it's just too difficult to try to go to each of the individual cities and their city councils and try to repeal those ordinances. If we can get a state-level bill passed that says, look, you guys, you can't pass these bills that restrict firearms ownership or possession. You know, that's really what we need. And the thing that was really awesome was during the committee hearing, we actually had two city mayors from two of the largest cities in the state of Nebraska speak in favor of this bill.
That's important for a lot of different reasons. The preemption is vital. Without preemption, you've got the patchwork. And nobody with a permit, particularly people visiting from out of state, know what's right, know what's wrong. Municipality A, you can't carry in a park. Municipality B, you can carry in a park. You got a little homeowners association, wannabe bunch of kooky, you know, city council people that say, hey, you can carry here, but you can't carry here. You can carry across the yellow line there, but you can't carry over here. And it becomes this patchwork. Next thing you know, the most law-abiding people in the state of Nebraska are criminals, right? Would you describe preemption that way, why it's vital that way in layman's terms?
Absolutely. Yeah.
I mean, that people go to jail for that.
I have some crazy stories I can share with you, too.
Do. Give us one. Let's hear it.
Well, we've had a couple of people down in Lincoln. Lincoln actually has some of the worst restrictions in the state of Nebraska. Imagine, if you will, Mark, you go down to the county sheriff's office and you apply for what Nebraska requires to buy a handgun. You apply for a Nebraska firearm purchase certificate. They run a quick background check, basically the same NICS check they would run at the dealer. And, you know, you pay your $5, you get this card, it's good for 3 years. You think, hey, I'm good. I don't have a criminal history. You know, maybe I had a DUI here and there. maybe 8 years ago, I got a ticket for indecent exposure because at a party, I went out in the back alley and urinated and somebody called the cops. You know, I mean, little things that you might have in your record, but they're minor misdemeanors, nothing that would prohibit gun ownership. Then you go down to a gun shop. You buy a couple of handguns. A few months later, knock, 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 police department. Through our backdoor registration process, we know you have some handguns. Did you know that there's 31 misdemeanors in the city of Lincoln that if you have any two of them in the past 10 years, you are not allowed to own or possess a firearm in the city limits? Hand over your guns now, or we will arrest you. That's happened.
Okay, and it does happen. It does happen. First of all, that's a very similar to a FOID card, an FOID card, of course, as you know, was issued in Illinois. Firearms owner's ID card. So basically what you're telling us in Nebraska is you have to get a permit to purchase a handgun.
Yes.
That's an infringement right out of the box, as far as I'm concerned. Would you agree?
I would agree.
We have work to do in that respect then in Nebraska, no question about it. No one. Where do you have to go to get this identification card and give them information to exercise your right to purchase a lawfully owned handgun in Nebraska? Where do you have to get approval? Where do you have to go, Neil?
You have to go to the local sheriff's department, whichever county you reside in.
So the sheriff is Zod. We have to kneel to Zod to get a permit to buy a handgun, and they tell you it's good for 3 years. Then what, you have to go back and renewal?
You know, it's good for 3 years. There's a benefit in that it does act as a background check for, you know, any type of firearm purchase. So there is a convenience factor at a gun show if, you know, there's bad, you know, communication lines. But you don't have to keep it up. It's not like the FOID card where you have
right.
to have it as long as you own it. You only have to have it to show it at the time of purchase. But it's
okay.
You know, obviously still a restriction that you have to do that. And it doesn't do anything beyond what the standard NICS check does at the dealer.
Okay. That's an infringement. We need to work on that in Nebraska. We need to work on that. Obviously not as bad as some of the other states. Believe me. No question about that. Now, the permit in Nebraska, I'll give you an example. Nebraska's permit. My Georgia permit is no good in Nebraska, and I know why. Who do you have to kneel before to get a permit in Nebraska? And I'm not knocking Nebraska. We have to kneel in every state. For the
You're
most part, because we have to get a little card with a picture and we have to get a background check. We have to give them fingerprints. We have to get photographed. We have to go down and get judges to sign things. Okay. It's all an infringement. A permit is an infringement in and of itself. But in Nebraska, what's the process to get the permit?
You're talking about the carry permit, correct?
The carry permit itself, right.
In Nebraska, we do have a class requirement. So you do have to take a class. It's generally an 8-hour class. Mm-hmm. Most instructors have a hard time thinking how you could cover all the material in less than maybe 7 hours. And then there's a range requirement. It's relatively simple, but you do have to go to the range as part of that class. Then you take the completion certificate from that class down to the Nebraska State Patrol, along with, you know, proof of citizenship, proof of birth, proof of address. You submit to fingerprints, photos. They do an extensive bio-based background.
And I need you to hold that thought for just a second, Rod. We'll be right back after this break. But in other words, the short end is we have to kneel before Zod to get a permit. That's not just Nebraska-centric. That's nationwide. I'll tell you why I don't agree with those training requirements after this, because I don't have them here in Georgia. We'll be back. The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The Magnum Research Baby Desert Eagle family of handguns. Excellent handgun protection with plenty of firepower. With a crisp double-action, single-action trigger pull. And available in 9mm, 40 Smith & Wesson, and 45 ACP. The Baby Desert Eagle handgun line comes in several barrel lengths. And your pick of steel or polymer frame. All models come with slide-mounted decocking safety, upgraded fixed combat sights, and several models feature tactical rails. Visit MagnumResearch.com or your local dealer today. Small, fast, and reliable. Introducing the new CCP, the ultimate 9mm concealed carry pistol from Walther. The CCP's innovative soft coil gas technology softens recoil and allows easy slide manipulation for greater control and accuracy. The small size, ergonomic grips, and light weight make the Walther CCP both easy to shoot and comfortable to carry. The Walther CCP. Learn more at WaltherArms.com. Crossbreed Holsters is proud to offer an addition to our already outstanding belt selection. Introducing the Instructor's Belt. Offering the same quality as our original gun belts and dress belts, the Crossbreed Instructor's Belt offers a clean, buckle-less design intended for a sharp and professional appearance. Sturdy, but not stiff. The Instructor Belt provides even weight distribution of your gun and gear and looks as great out on the town as it does on the range. Crossbreed Holsters, often imitated, but never duplicated. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. CrossbreedHolsters.com. The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The United States Concealed Carry Association is excited to host its first ever Concealed Carry Expo May 8th, 9th, and 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. With a full schedule of seminars, demonstrations, and presentations from top firearm industry experts and trainers, you will meet top manufacturers and suppliers in the exhibit hall, shoot a variety of handguns at the live fire range, and be entertained at Saturday evening's fashion show. The USCCA Concealed Carry Expo May 8th through 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. For more information and to plan your trip, visit ConcealedCarryExpo.com.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to defendfamilynow.com right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit DefendFamilyNow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's DefendFamilyNow.com.
This is Armed American Radio, filling your prescription for freedom every week and giving you a voice. Heard coast to coast on the Armed American Radio Network. Here again is Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the program. Moving quickly, I love this. Hey, you know, we're doing the Daily Show now. Every single day, Armed American Radio's Daily Defense is available. Omaha, you need to be carrying Armed American Radio's Daily Defense every day. From 3 to 4 p.m. Central Time, 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern, 1 to 2 p.m. Pacific Time. We encourage you to contact your local station and say, hey, I want Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in my market. We would appreciate that. And so would the listeners in your area. I can assure you, you know that 24-hour news cycle that everybody else is drooling over all day long? Yeah? No, you won't hear that here. You won't hear that here. Tell you what, we're talking to Rod Moeller from Nebraska Firearms Association. These are great organizations, and if you're not a member, you need to be. I don't know how many times. It's NebraskaFirearms.org for all of the information that you need. NebraskaFirearms.org. These organizations are vital. Nebraska's got permit. Look, Nebraska recognizes 37 state permits. That's including Washington, D.C., if and when that ever happens, okay? But they will recognize those permits. Nebraska also, like most states, we've got work to do in the state of Nebraska. Rod, welcome back to the show, brother. Let's talk about some of the work we have to do, okay?
Yeah, you bet.
The training requirement, I don't like the training requirement. A lot of people do. I don't. I'll tell you why. We don't have a training requirement in Georgia, and I can guarantee you that's why Nebraska does not honor a Georgia permit. But I fooled them because I have a Florida permit, and they recognize my non-resident Florida permit. And I probably shouldn't even say non-resident because Florida just gives out a permit. Whatever address you live is the address that goes on it. So it's really truly not a resident or non-resident. The permit doesn't say resident. It's a permit. It has your address on it. If you live out of state, consider it a non-resident permit. But we don't require training here. Here's what I don't like about the training. I have more training than probably most law enforcement in the state of Georgia. And I'm not required to get training by the state. The state doesn't say to me, you have to take 8 hours and then fire 5 rounds through a paper plate at 15 feet, or whatever that requirement is, okay? But I'm a responsible gun owner. And like most responsible gun owners, I train far more than the state tells me. But there are people out there, Rod, you would probably agree with me, who don't. They're going to say, well, I took that minimum training, and we all know it's minimal, right?
Right.
And that's, well, I've already been trained. And they get this mindset that they don't need to be trained again. Do you agree with me or disagree? Feel free to do either.
Well, I agree with you, and I think the point that you're making that I agree with is that people think that if the state mandates it and they meet it, they don't need anything more.
Where right, that's exactly right. That's detrimental. I agree, and I appreciate you saying that.
I believe that most people are responsible enough to be able to figure out what type of skills they're able to assess their own skills and figure out what their training needs happen to be.
That's why the training industry is booming right now. That's why guys like Rob Pincus are continually training and hiring new instructors and traveling the country on the PDN training tour. Their classes are filled. They cannot keep up with the volume of students. Masad Ayoub's classes are booked a year in advance. Go try to take courses at Rogers Elite Shooting School, not too far from me, up the street in the Georgia Hills. You can't get in there, and these things are $1,800 for a week.
Right.
Rod, you can't get in these classes for months and months and months. They're filled. That's because responsible people do responsible things. Here's something that gets me about permits and Nebraska. This is what I love, and since we're talking to you in Nebraska, Omaha's listening, baby. You got to love stuff like this. Right? Places off limits, even with a permit. And I love the way this says this. A permit holder may carry a concealed handgun anywhere in Nebraska, except. Do you want me to go here?
Absolutely.
Police, sheriff, or Nebraska State Fire Patrol, State Patrol Station or office, detention facility, prison or jail, courtroom or building which contains a courtroom, polling place during a bona fide election, meeting of the governing body of a county, public school district, municipality, or other political subdivision, meeting of the legislature or committee of the legislature, financial institution, that means bank. You can't carry in the Bank of America. Professional or semi-professional athletic event. They had that covered, didn't they? Building, grounds, vehicle, or sponsored activity or athletic event of any public, private, denominational, or parochial school or private or public university, college, or community college. Place of worship, that means a church. Hospital, emergency room, or trauma center. Political rally or fundraiser. Establishment having a license issued under Nebraska liquor control that derives over one half of its income from the sale of alcoholic liquor. Places where the possession or carrying of a firearm is prohibited by state or federal law. A place or premises where the person, person's entity, or entities in control of the property or employer in control of the property has prohibited permit holders from carrying concealed handguns into or onto the places or place or premises. Into or onto other places or premises where handguns are prohibited by law or regulation. A permit holder carrying a concealed handgun in a vehicle or on his person while riding in or on a vehicle or attempt any parking area which is open, one to the public, used by any location listed on, and blah, 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 blah. This is why, Rod, your group is so vital. These are the things we need to restore. We need to get these back. Here's why. You know who does carry in every one of those places I just mentioned? I bet you know, don't you?
Well, you tell me what you're thinking.
A criminal.
Oh, well, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Doesn't give a hoot about any of that, yet the law-abiding Nebraskan does.
Yeah, we've noticed that they don't seem to pay attention to those signs the way the law-abiding citizens do.
Isn't that funny? Gun-free zones kill people. We'll beat that horse all day long. Hey, Rod, I want to thank you for joining us on Armed American Radio today. It's been a pleasure. I hope you'll come back. We have so much to talk with you. We want to continue to feed you guys at the local levels in states across the country. The website is NebraskaFirearms.org, correct?
Yes.
How many members do you currently have?
We've got a little over 7,500 members.
That's a beautiful thing, man.
Adult Nebraskan, voting age.
Active, all of you are active in the legislature. We know how the grassroots work. It's a beautiful thing to watch the grassroots organizations literally make change happen. And it's if you're not helping these organizations, I mean, come on, man, get off your duff. I know, everybody wants a piece of your wallet. I know that. But it's these organizations that are fighting for your rights, not just your firearms rights, but maybe you're not a gun owner, but you believe in freedom. Nebraska Firearms. .org. Hey, Rod, thank you very much. We'll be talking to you very soon. We appreciate you coming on the program today. Thanks for everything that you do on behalf of freedom in Nebraska. We look forward to hearing from you again. Ladies and gentlemen, the next hour of this program is going to be, we're going to do something we haven't done in a long time. We kicked off the daytime show last week on Monday. Friday's edition of that program came to you from the National Rifle Association in Nashville. We're going to go ahead and play that to give you an idea of what you hear during the daytime. And my guest was Jim Irvine from Buckeye Firearms, who was such a great guest. He's been on this program before. We don't have him on enough. Jim was in the studio with me. We mic'd him up, and we talked about all the fun things we talk about. We talked about some of the stuff going on in Nashville. We also had Gator Gainer from one of our affiliates out there, the great affiliate KYKN in Salem, Oregon. So you'll hear what they're up against. That's a story we want to keep out there. It's so important that you get involved in Oregon. The enemies of freedom are fighting us tooth and nail, and we have to keep that up. We've got to keep that elevated so that you know what's happening in Oregon. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. This is Armed American Radio, the flagship monster broadcast. Guess what? I'll see you tomorrow here on the Armed American Radio Network and Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. You got one more thing. I got a couple seconds. Got to tell you, get over to USCCA on AAR, activate that subscription, get yourself in the running. Also, sendmeammo.com. And for crying out loud, pick yourself up a Crossbreed holster while you're at it. It's kind of a no-brainer. See you tomorrow.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby. Like a dog.